I am sure that at some point, each one of you has been on a quest to find your fulfillment. And quite often, this quest leads us to believe that success and popularity and knowledge are attractive solutions. And it's this quest that defines much of our life. Perhaps it's what drove your decision to come to seminary. Because we hope that maybe this thing or idea or even job will fulfill our deepest desire. Because you and I have been told that we need to prove ourselves in order to find our fulfillment. In the long run, however, whatever the world in your flesh suggests will be manipulative, controlling, power-hungry, and destructive. It'll leave you searching and more enslaved to yourself than ever before. But it's a quest man has been on ever since the fall into sin. And it all started when man was no longer who he was intended to be, that is, God's beloved sons. You see, in the beginning, God created a holy and ordered world. It was bright and beautiful. It was full of every blessing and joy. And he gave it to his dear children to care for it and to live with him and with one another. They were perfectly free and lived in blessedness, full of life and joy and hope and love. And that was their fulfillment. But ever since the fall, man has been searching amid all the chaos. And that is why sinners come to John. They come confessing their sins, admitting that they are unholy and helpless. They were not who God intended them to be. And so they climbed into the water with John. But John wasn't washing away a minor smudge. He wasn't offering a step-by-step plan or a resolve to a better life. To do so would bring about only failure. It'd be no better than one of our New Year's resolutions. But instead, John was washing their sins into the water and giving them a new life that looked forward to the coming Messiah. But then we hear something unexpected. Jesus, who had no sin, enters the water with sinners. And as he comes up from the waters, the heavens are opened, and there before our eyes is the Holy Trinity, and you hear the voice of the Father from heaven say, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." For here is a great epiphany. It is the finger of God pointing us to Jesus and saying, "Looky here, look no further. This is my beloved Son." Yes, although he was born of a virgin, wrapped in rags, laid in a manger, although he blends in the crowd, this is no ordinary man. But this is the man who comes to forgive your sins and to bring you back who you were intended to be. That is my beloved sons. I hope by now you've all seen the icon of our Lord's baptism. I've looked at it many times, but something different struck me this week. Next time you look at it, look at Jesus' eyes. His eyes are saying, "I am doing this for you." You see, in his baptism, Jesus joins himself in solidarity with all sinful humanity. He who knew no sin becomes sin for us. Jesus steeps himself in our chaotic life, the grief and sorrow and bitterness of our failures. Jesus becomes the adulterer, the thief, the murderer, the gossip, and the liar. So you could say that Jesus' baptism is baptism thrown into reverse. It's the opposite of your baptism, because here he identifies with you. And so as he stands in the chaos of the sin-polluted water, he then makes them to be a cleansing, lavishing flood, taking your chaotic life to the cross, living the life that you and I couldn't. And his grave becomes a prelude to life. And now in your baptism, you are washed with the cleansing waters and placed into the watery grave with Christ. Everything you once were, all of your sin and shame and filth, is put to death. Jesus buries all your idols of self-improvement and self-righteousness. Jesus buries all the trust we place in ourselves and the pride in what we do well. And you come up with a fresh start, a new life that is holy and ordered. For now, being in Christ, the heavens are opened for you. The Spirit has descended on you and given each one of you life. And the Father now says to each one of you, "You are my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And this is the truth that we carry with us all throughout the week. Because it is certainly not easy to hear the Father's voice amidst the chaotic world, in a world filled with a cacophony of lying voices. For these voices will continue to shout at you, "You are no good, you are worthless, you are despicable, you are a nobody," unless you prove yourself otherwise. You see, the world in your flesh will continue to tell you lies. And as strong as these may be, as strong as these lies and as these feelings may be, they are not telling the truth. Listen to what God says about you instead. He says, "The truth is, my dears, you are my beloved. For the thing that defines you above all else is what God says about you. For being the beloved expresses the very core truth of our existence. You are not a bunch of doubtful, ambiguous, meaningless, hopeless bunch of cells and chemical reactions. But you are important. You are God's delight. And because of that, he gives you everything that he is. Jesus gives you all that he has, so his righteousness becomes your righteousness. His blessedness is your blessedness. His life is your life. His joy is your joy. His beauty is your beauty. And his freedom is now your freedom. Because you see, God has made you the son. He has given you the treasures of heaven. He gives you back all the righteousness and holiness, the life and joy, the love and community that Adam once had, so that you can live a life shaped by his, giving your life to those around you. So today there are two possibilities. You can take your sins with you. You can continue to search, but then you let your shame and failures define your life. But I warn you, however, when you do this, you will drag along in a dreary and fearful state, always searching for more. The second possibility is this: leave your sins here at the feet of Jesus. Don't take them with you. See that Jesus is looking at each one of you, showing you that your greatest fulfillment in all of life is living under his mercy as a beloved child of God. For here is where your quest ends. it is finished. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.